This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segment.
Another podcast.
Segment.
Each app different from the last.
Segment.
Swiss Army knife of shows. Meet your two pathetic hosts.
Woo!
Two pathetic hosts. Here we go. Kicking it off right.
Hi, welcome to Segment, the whole show. How to deal with today's
it took like
world.
5 months off.
I fucking start from square
on
one.
On the wrong foot.
Yeah, and you've done a lot of podcasts, too.
Yeah.
And I've done a few myself with the HeadGum podcast.
That's true.
But we haven't done a show together.
Yeah.
Since May.
Right. Except for Patreon, obviously.
Oh, no, yes, of course. There was always the paywall.
Yeah.
And the getting was good
taking
behind the wall.
Taking time off was a farce.
Yes.
We have not ever actually taken a week off.
No, no, no.
There is
weekly
content.
We just wanted to
content.
Get paid for
yeah,
that
right.
break.
But a week off has never, ever happened for us since 2008.
Earlier than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Six.
Six to seven,
seven-ish.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And every break yeah. was sort of preceded by a batch recording to
right.
make sure that we weren't
exactly.
in the
exactly.
deficit slash red.
Right, yeah. I mean, our job is easy. It's
oh, yes.
absolutely easy.
So easy we could do it forever and ever without
right.
a break.
Yeah, we yeah. can batch.
Yes, we can batch.
But,
real jobs can't yeah. batch.
Right, you can't batch.
You can't batch doctor.
No.
No,
you
yeah.
can't. You
can I see everybody
dentist.
This week, and then
no.
if somebody gets sick next week, I'll have seen
yeah,
them already.
Right, you can't batch.
That's
you
an
can't
emergency.
Bank.
No, you can't bank a banker.
No.
No, a banker can't bank.
They have to be there 9 to 5.
Exactly. I can't
I have to be there 9 to
check.
5, but then I can take the rest of 9 to 5s off for that. Month.
Yes, I
okay.
can work 3 9-to-5s and then the rest of the 9-to-5s are a sort of chill zone for me.
It's good to be back.
It's 10-to-3, honestly. 9-to-5 seems a little extreme.
It's good to be batch, I should say.
That's really good. It's good to be bank.
Yeah, it's good to make bank and be batch.
Let's take a break.
Let's do that.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Because we do. We are in the deficit ad wise.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we also were releasing previously paywalled content
yes,
during the
course.
Break.
Of course,
we
had
were
to
not
chum
gone.
The waters.
We were not gone, anyone.
Gone, but yes,
yes.
We were not gone, but we were forgotten.
Right.
Which is the worst of both
gone
worlds.
Gone and forgotten.
Yeah, we were here and also people didn't care.
Yeah, right.
But now we're back.
to deafening silence
yeah.
instead of thunderous applause.
The audience went mild.
As I was with child.
You are with child. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
There's too much to get to.
All right. So, right. So, actually, we are 3 minutes in. Let's explain what the new show is. Because we were explaining production for everybody.
Right.
We are back
yeah.
with a new show.
And a new theme song. That was Ferris Manchi, the
yes,
OG.
Shout out to Ferris. The concept is that every single episode is 5 brand new segments.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it new and fresh so much so that week to week it's a completely new thing.
Yeah, so 5 segments every single week. Sometimes they might recur if we like something.
Or if they like something.
Or if, yes. So
who
as always, like? Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to hear from the fans. Let us know what's good, what should stick around. And that could become a recurring segment or a semi-recurring segment.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes we might have one-offs too. But
sure.
Basically, five segments every single week.
Basically, every time we try to think about a new podcast, we're like, that's good, but we don't want to do that every week.
Right, exactly.
Like, oh, talking about this is fun, yeah. But like, what are we gonna do that every week?
You know, because we had the experience of doing a podcast for, you know, nearly 10 years.
We so milked like, that yeah. cow dry.
Could we do this? Oh, this is good, but could I do it for as long as we did if I were you? The answer is no. We couldn't do if I were you for as long as we did if I were you.
We beat the dead horse.
Right.
Until it was completely
and
gone.
There was no point in beating the dead
bone
horse.
Bone dry.
Right.
Hitting a skeleton.
So now we have a fresh new pony to ride.
Correct.
First segment is catching up and explaining the show. So the show has been explained. And yeah, let's catch up. Some life updates. What do you say?
I had a wedding. You had a kid. Oh, right. Did I tell you I ended up owning the car that I was leasing?
You leased to own?
Yeah.
You have?
For whatever reason. The Maserati.
Yes. Vroom, vroom. Very nice.
It was kind of interesting. So I was able to convert the lease opportunity into more of a pre-owned vehicle.
That's incredible.
So that I shifted my payments.
Well, they got you. So you locked
payments.
In the price.
Yes.
You locked in the price, but now the payment is the same.
Exactly.
Tell
and then
about
after
the tax write-off.
Years,
excuse me. Tell me about the tax write-off
and
situation.
And it's a little confusing because
the depreciation.
And it's the asset.
You're writing off the depreciation versus the actual payment.
And then I'll be able to sort of sell the car as a used vehicle for the first time in my life.
Very nice.
Of course, the cons are every time something goes wrong, now I'm on the hook.
You are on the hook.
I go back to the dealership.
They'll still take you at the dealership, but it's not
pro bono. But I'm not treated with kindness/reverence. They think I was a nasty boy for taking their car.
Yes,
they wanted to buy it back.
Right. They probably made you an offer because you
had
that.
And I did refuse.
Yes.
They made me an offer I could refuse easily. It was a bad offer.
It wasn't a bad offer?
It was a bad offer.
Very good. I actually had I had a baby, but then also we had a RAV4.
Tell me about the Toyota.
Yeah, so I had the 4Runner. The lease ran up. I said, I'm having a baby.
Having a kid.
I'm having a
baby. And I do
I'm
want to hear about the kid, but that, how did you
Gemma,
convert
love,
the lease?
Love, lovely little lady.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like...
You have a picture of the car?
Yeah.
RAV4. Oh my God, she's cute.
The RAV4. I wanted the hybrid. I wanted the hybrid. I thought it was the responsible thing to do. Because
you can't go full electric. It's not practical.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. Not in the city. Not in New York. There's not enough charging stations.
Oh, yes.
I street park, okay? I don't know what I'm going to do there. So I trade in the 4Runner, get a great deal. Great
Amazing.
Deal. Because I got that car December 2020.
And you lock in that rate to purchase that
car. December, it was December 2019. So it was pre-COVID
even
rates.
Better, even
yeah,
better.
Incredible stuff.
Yes.
So they paid me cash for that car. That car appreciated in value.
Which never happens.
Does not happen.
No.
Does
that
not
was,
happen.
It was
but you get the Army Green TRD Pro, that's going to happen for you.
Kelly Blue Book.
Kelly Blue Book value 36K.
Oh my God. But you locked it in at what?
I locked it in at 32 purchase price.
Of course.
Of course. Of course you did.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I?
You have to.
You lock that in. Yes. You negotiate that price.
Is Gemma sweet to have as well?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the RAV4, it didn't have the legroom for Gemma's car seat because we have the upper baby.
It didn't have the legroom for Gemma.
It's that tight.
Yeah,
that
her
She wanted the RAV4.
Legs.
She wanted the 4Runner, excuse me. She wanted the 4Runner because she needs that extra space. We need the trunk space to break down the stroller.
Yes.
Because you have the stroller system, the upper baby stroller system.
The upper baby stroller system.
Yeah. That's got the car seat. It goes into the actual, the wheel, the push part.
Yes, exactly.
And it has all these different compartments. You have the classic stroller, you have the car seat, you have the bassinet. You can just click them all in and out.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, but you got to put that in the trunk. And the RAV4 just didn't have the space.
It didn't have the space.
Didn't have
it
the
couldn't
space.
Have the space.
No.
It's a smaller SUV.
Yeah. So anyway, you're married. How does that feel? You're wearing a ring.
Yeah,
you weren't sure
good.
You were going to do that.
Yeah, it's nice. I drove the car there probably 11:30. I was able to fill up gas the night before.
Yeah,
just to make sure, like, I don't want any other stresses that day.
Right.
Because the day, whatever, went off and it was the highs and lows of getting married. Yeah,
right.
I leave the estate where we got married.
Yeah.
I hit a pothole. I'm like, really? Uh-oh, is this what I'm in for?
Do you have roadside protection? Because now you're not leasing.
So I ended up getting AAA last year because provided a discount on a hotel that outweighed the cost of the actual service.
Incredible.
Now I have the AAA, and I'll tell you the most annoying part.
Roadside assistance. What's the annoying part about AAA?
The letters they send you every week. It's like, here's a new thing
you can
that
opt
you need.
Out. You can go paperless.
I want to go paperless, you but like by paperless. The time I find
load
out.
Load up your, can I see your AAA app? Do you have the app? Do you have the app? Do you have the triple, sorry, do you have the AAA app?
A-A-A-A-app. Yeah, I don't have the app.
You should really download that app.
That's cool.
You should download that app.
And it was so fun to catch up on everything. That's an example of like one of our first segments.
Right.
So now that we're caught up and the audience is caught up as well, we can do a complete pivot to segment number two.
And this is the closing of that segment, which we always
make. We end with a kiss, an Eskimo kiss. So if you guys are watching online, Jake and I will rub noses for 30 seconds.
All right. We should mention we're recording in studio in person for the first time in several months, too. Yeah. I haven't seen you since I went home to get a RAV4 to
the baby plus the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I had a baby in a car.
The wedding plus the car situation. Yeah. At least the conversion to the ownership.
Amazing.
Now I'm a used car owner.
And this segment is closed. It's time for the second segment, folks.
And that is something we have to figure out sort of
the
as
transition.
We go along. The transition. I kind of like the idea of like a logo flying to the center, like segments, like
right,
that part
back.
Of the chorus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe by the time you hear this, because we're recording this before the show comes out, obviously.
Right. We have to bank. We have to batch.
That's why you see this logo. This is just the generic HeadGum logo. We haven't even figured out the art
yet. We don't
know
what the logo is yet.
Yes, exactly.
But we didn't have a lot of time. I feel like we only had like 5 or 6 months since the other show ended.
Yeah, but we can't work unless there's an imminent deadline, so we didn't really get cracking
until
October
yesterday.
7th. Yes, of course.
Losers. So this is a segment. By the way, we were talking about calling this show Segmania.
That's right.
So sound off in the comments if you think Segmania is better, and we will change it for next episode.
Yeah, which is hard because the next episode we're recording in an hour, also before the show comes out.
Right. So actually for episode 3, it'll be different.
Yes.
And we'll re-record the theme song, obviously.
We have to.
Okay. So this segment is called Poetry or Noetry.
That's right.
Would you care to explain it? I believe you thought of this one.
So this one is sort of a little lighthearted jab towards Jake's love of the spoken word.
The written word.
The written word. Jake loves poetry.
I do love poetry. I love poetry. There are a lot of poems that will actually bring me to tears. And not just like, oh, my eye is wet, but like... pretty
tears streaming down.
Yeah, essentially, even short of breath sometimes.
Wow, like hyperventilating a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
Are you reading on a treadmill or just completely from stasis? You're on a couch, and then within 3 minutes, you're.
I'm on a treadmill, but it is stationary.
Stationary bike.
Yeah,
on a treadmill.
On a treadmill.
Neither
exactly.
of which are on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's how I like to take it.
Do you find yourself crying more since you had a child?
For
just,
sure.
Like release your emotional something or other.
I cry. I was emotional before, but like yesterday, Jill and I were watching the baby like try to fall asleep. We're doing that thing where, you know, they cry until they fall asleep, essentially.
Yeah.
And we're doing like a middle ground where you're allowed to check on them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But she's crying. She's crying. She's trying to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. She goes to bed. She wakes up an hour or two later. She starts crying. We're just like watching. It's like, all right, well, we have 5 minutes and then we go in to try to like relax her.
That could be a good segment, by the way.
Yeah, 5 minutes of my baby crying.
Yeah.
But she's crying. She's crying. She puts her finger in her mouth and then she kind of just goes back to sleep. And Jill and I both just burst into tears.
Really?
We're both just crying our eyes out.
Because you don't have to go in or because she was sweet when she stopped?
Because it was just so, it's just, she looks so fucking, it's so hard. She's like struggling and then she just like looks peaceful and you're just like, I want to fucking go in and give you a hug and say amazing job. You got yourself back to sleep.
The bar
that was
so
huge.
Low,
yeah.
She just has to go back to sleep is the
she
greatest
does anything.
Part, the highlight of your day.
Yeah. When she smiles and when I wake up, I could cry.
What is
the
gas mileage on the RAV4?
So the RAV4
in
was
city.
Incredible.
In
50
city.
50 miles to the
highway.
Gallon. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
I could cry.
The 4Runner that I traded in for, 18.
That's not
18
useful.
On the highway.
That's not useful.
No.
It really isn't.
No, it's not. But I don't care.
Okay, so the shtick is Jake loves poems. I think I'm sort of like, hey, my four-year-old can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you a few poems.
Okay. Oh, a few.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've got three. Two of them are real poems and one of them's fake, which means I wrote it.
Right.
So, they're all real poems, but yeah. I like to call the one I wrote a fake poem.
This segment
poem.
Is actually just you tried to write poetry. Yes. In a world where you don't think poetry sucks, yeah. It's like I did my best to write a poem.
Right. And my goal, of course, is to convince you that the one I farted out on the shitter is just as good as right. An award-winning poem.
Oh, so these all won awards. So it's not like you just, because you could have also just found, you know, two bad poems.
That's correct.
These are award-winning poems.
Award-winning poems okay. By people who dedicate their lives to poetry to the and craft. Then other the judges thought, you know what, this is actually good enough.
The poet laureate of Kansas.
Correct. Yeah. And then me on a notes app getting high as shit saying maybe Jake will like this. I said when we were coming up with this idea, the funniest result is me like you find out that I'm an amazing poet.
Right.
Like you're crying at mine. I'm like, yours. Is that any good? How did you harness the power of fatherhood?
My God. I've been trying to write poems for a decade. I haven't been able to do what you did.
Okay. First one. It's called The Last Leaf Before Winter.
Okay.
Any inclination so far? You're sort of keeping your heart and mind open.
I'm keeping everything open.
Okay.
Okay.
September will never come, she said. Crop circles in her eyes, looking deeply and falling. Back to earth when she looks forward. The cigarette butt touches the ground. It's the cancer, he said. She smiled and tipped the man, then laughed all the way home.
Wow. I don't know if you can zoom in, but my eyes did get misty.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, you don't have to guess yet.
No chance you wrote that poem. You did not write that poem. Are you laughing because you did?
Let's find out together. No chance he wrote that poem.
Oh my God, he did. Are you an amazing poet?
You don't know yet.
Oh my God.
Okay. This one's called Sadie.
Sadie?
Yep. We are until we are not. I should say the pauses are line breaks.
Yeah.
Because I want you to sort of visualize it. We are until we are not. Quarter parts divided between three generations. Mix and matched, but mostly Sadie.
Okay.
That one, you're considering that I could have written.
Yeah, that one wasn't for me, and it was math and division based, kind of like a fraction thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's you. Okay. But let's hear the last one.
Last one's a haiku.
Okay. That one's a haiku by you.
It's called Muse.
Nice. I started crying.
You are transparent, fading through the lines of my battered poetry.
Okay.
It seems like you're leaning to one of the last two.
Yeah. I think you wrote the Sadie one.
Sadie one.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one was called Last Leaf Before Winter.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the reason I didn't think you wrote... Well, one, it basically made me cry.
Yep.
And the crop circles. It's the crop circles. I think that's like a really common poetry thing that I don't think you would have come up with. But now you have to tell me if you wrote that poem.
That poem was written by Jessica Burtz.
Great.
Gwinnett Technical College, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
An amazing poem. Congrats.
You knew right away.
Yeah. I mean, that's a poem.
It's a poem.
Yeah.
The other two, give or take.
A haiku is just never for me.
Yeah.
So you were doomed as soon as you chose a haiku.
Okay. Let's read the haiku again. And then you'll be able to see which one was me. Mm-hmm. Muse, you are transparent, fading through the lines of my battered poetry. Was written by... Tiffany Carlson, and wow. Yes, I did write Sadie.
Sadie. Yeah. Let's read your poem one more time.
Because it actually really sucks.
And I'll tell you why.
I didn't want to fucking say anything, just in case Jessica wrote that.
It's kind of amazing. Poems really just move. They can move you.
Yeah, and I can't quite harness the power yet. This is right. One I want to try again, of course. Yeah. It's like the game Balderdash, but with poetry instead right. Of the definitions of words. Sadie was...
Sadie by Amir Blumenfeld, 2023.
We are until we are not.
That's pretty solid.
Meaningless, sort of.
Yeah.
Quarter parts divided by three generations. Like, we're all a quarter of all of our grandparents, so grandparents,
That's what tipped everything
the fractions. Sorry, I meant crop circles divided by nine.
Crop circles and cigarette butts, all right?
Mix and matched, but mostly Sadie. Like, I'm like my grandmother at the most, I guess. But did you like it at all? Or, like, I mean, I'll even honestly take notes.
The first line was interesting.
Oh.
It fell apart moving through it. And then you tried to just, like, you know, make it a poem at the end.
Sadie, yeah. Trying to come up with a name I would never say.
Thing, yeah.
So what did you like about Last Leaf Before Winter? What did you get from that? Because I read it, I'm like, this is meaningless to me.
I guess I feel like poetry that I really like is just like very almost mundane slice of life, then stab you with some poignancy.
It's cancer, he said. She smiled and tipped the man, then laughed all the way home.
Yeah. I guess I couldn't even tell in that poem if it was her cancer or his cancer. I think it's her cancer, and she's laughing because life is so fleeting and beautiful.
It's cancer, he said. That's the doctor diagnosing her. Right. And then she laughs all the way home. Don't read it. It's actually mine. All right? Is that what you wanted to hear?
Okay. September will never come, she said. Crop circles in her eyes. So I guess she's saying that she's going to die before the fall. Looking deeply and falling back to earth, she looks forward. The cigarette butt touches the ground. So she's got lung cancer. Mm. It's cancer, he said. She smiled and tipped the man. You don't know. You wouldn't tip a doctor.
Yeah.
But I think maybe she's tipping like a parking garage attendant or somebody. I imagined it being at the diner, because that's just Americana poetry.
Diner
vibe. Driving through the fucking hayfields, Iowa.
Yeah.
Then laughed all the way home. Yeah, because you have to. If you don't laugh, you cry. You know.
You did both.
It's a great poem.
Great poem. I'm glad you guys were here to listen to it.
Yes.
I want to try that again. Give me another fucking crack of the bat.
I would love that.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's more of a fitnessnah.com play.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most saving of it yours. The average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Assholes. Welcome to the segment we're calling Sketch 101. Sketch 101.
Pivoting entirely. Although not entirely, because I guess this one's also about writing.
Right. So we're going to try to write a Jake and Amir sketch live right here in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I found a website called randomwordgenerator.com. Mm-hmm. I'm going to generate 3 random words.
Okay.
And we'll choose which one we feel like is the most apropos for a Jake and Amir.
Sounds like the title of an episode.
Right, because most of our titles were Jake and Amir noun.
Yeah.
Okay. The 3 words that I generated randomly.
Sorry, you really didn't like my poem at all.
Sadie?
Oh, wait. Okay. We're not supposed to go back to other segments. Yeah.
3 fractions divided by like quarters and parts, mixed and matched, a matrices of ancestries.
That's actually really good.
I could write a poem you would like.
Wordle was the day of the day. She got it all wrong. Yellow, yellow, green, blue, black.
Aunt Sadie.
Did I mention I have cancer?
Crop circles in her eyes. It's beautiful.
That's fine.
It puts you in a place. Crop circles, we're picturing hay fields, you know? We're picturing corn as far as the eye can see. We're picturing that driving across the Great Plains
just
of Kansas.
Come up with
excuse
the word.
Me.
Yeah.
And the crop circles, they're also the rings and the bags under her eyes.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. Jake and Amir wreck. Jake and Amir calm.
Calm?
Calm. Or Jake and Amir loyalty.
Wreck is pretty good because it's like something terrible happened.
Yeah.
W-R-E-C-K, wreck, right?
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't help myself. I generated 3 more random words.
All right, let's hear them.
Jake and Amir weak. Mm. Jake and Amir zone.
That's pretty good.
Which I feel like almost is one already. And Jake and Amir deputy.
All right. I like zone or deputy now more.
Right. Me too.
So zone could be like... you're asking me to do something, and I say, can you not talk to me when I'm in the zone?
Yeah.
And you're confused.
Right.
Like,
and deputy is kind of like, I come into work, and you are sitting on my side of the desk. You're like my sidekick.
Yeah, that's good. Like, I'm chewing on hay, and I have a sheriff's thing.
Right. We're trying to get somebody in trouble. Yeah. Zone, I feel like zone is nice, because I like the one where you're, I like the ones where you're kind of like trying to be motivational, too.
Right.
It's like...
It's only what if that. What was that episode where I'm like, I'm giving you like a.
It's what you're on like Twitter.
When
it's
that
only
zone.
That when you have that joy that
when you can be in
truly
the zone.
Zone. Right. So I come in and you're like, hey, let's have a big day today. Let's get in the zone. Yeah. And you're trying to get me to do
so. It's more self help.
Yeah.
Or is it more like you come in and then you don't say anything and I go, can you not until I'm out of the zone? And then you go, I'm sorry. You're like, just don't talk to me until I'm out of the zone.
Okay, what if I come in and I say good morning to like Streeter sitting behind you?
That's good.
Morning, bud. Yeah. Can you not talk to me when I'm in the zone?
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Like I read a self-help book and it went yeah. haywire in my head.
Okay, so I come in, I say good morning to someone behind you. You say, can you not talk to me while I'm in the zone? Mm-hmm. I say, I wasn't talking to you. You say, what are you doing now?
That's good, yeah. What are you doing we're now? In a conversation. Who'd you just say that to? Did you say I wasn't talking to you, well, you also to Marika, or did you say that to me?
You were speaking to...
And now you're speaking to me, and I am in the zone.
It doesn't sound like you're in the zone anymore.
Exactly right.
I was in the zone.
Now I'm completely out of it.
I'm gone from the zone.
And then you can start asking me what that is.
All right. Fine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sitting down. Yeah. Stop talking.
The zone's actually pretty important.
Yeah. I get the most work done when I'm in the zone.
Right.
And can you not talk to me? I didn't say anything. And now?
And then you sort of, it slowly comes out that the zone is like, I'm doing self-help and all I have to do is snort Adderall and put myself in like a meditative. You're like, all right, so it's mostly the pills that you got.
And I say, by the way, what are you working on? You show me your laptop and it's like Michelangelo of ASCII porn.
I made this.
It's, I guess, honestly, really impressive, but not.
Well, by copying and pasting other ASCII porn.
Pertinent. Okay, not impressive.
I added,
either.
Do this once and they ask me, the trick is to use at symbols for the pubes or something like that.
I feel like we did.
It's hard to say which one's homage and which one is just us slightly remembering incorrectly old episodes.
Yeah. All right, so now we need the turn. Yeah. Because every episode has the turn.
Well, the turn could be that the fact that it's real, you realize that the zone is just me snorting Adderall.
Right.
And then it's like, it's not actually like a mental thing that I'm getting into.
Right.
Like, all I have to do is take these little pills and then start to think about like a single word over and over. Now I'm like, I feel like I'm in the zone already
the zone.
And I haven't
You're
even thought
high.
Of a word yet.
You're high, man.
Yeah. My psychiatrist / drug dealer / zone instructor taught me about this pill.
Yeah. But then the turn would be Marika's your dealer.
Yes. Somebody or the zone actually turns out to be really impactful.
Right.
And you're like, oh, okay, maybe you should be on drugs. Like maybe this whole time I should have just been medicated.
Right. You just needed Adderall. You needed Ritalin.
Yeah. It's sort of what I thought about the Joker movie. I'm like, is he a supervillain or is he just an unmedicated, unwell, mental
right.
person?
So
I accidentally take drugs that turn me in. You're like, don't do that. Don't do that. And I like, dude, take this pill. And I'm like,
yeah.
All right, I actually feel really calm right now. And you're like, oh.
And then you start plugging away on your computer.
Yeah.
This is insane. You're not talking to me. I'm in the zone. I know.
Wow. So I guess all you needed was some like attention deficit disorder medication.
Yeah, it feels like there's not really a punch there at the end.
Yeah, we need a twist at the end.
Yeah.
Like the thing that I was actually working on was
right.
very unhelpful.
Oh, I guess that's the twist. So then you take it. We think, oh my God, maybe you just needed to be medicated.
Yeah.
And then you turn it around and it's like a manifesto.
Exactly. I wrote an 18-page scroll.
Yeah.
Oh God, even your productive self is really
all right.
self-harming.
I think I'm done. You print this for me? This is a scroll, top 10 wettest pussies to have.
To have. It's actually the last leaf before whatever poem.
That's good too.
A callback to this podcast was in the episode.
That's perfect.
All right, we're 80% of the way there.
Yeah.
That's
the rest of it writes itself.
Yes, this is close enough to shoot as of now. And then we'll
right.
figure out the rest on the day.
Well, yeah, what usually we do is we write one draft, two draft, say we'll work on it
later
before we shoot, and then
we
print it out and work on it as we shoot.
The worst is when we get to the end of the script we wrote and we're like, oh, this is like ending to come. There's no ending here.
Yeah.
Now we have to think of one on the day.
Right.
That we usually force out or ask the camera guys to stop.
Yeah.
While
and
we
then
think
we
of
sit
a way.
There and then we eventually just find one where we yell at each
other.
Yeah.
How do I yell at the end?
How
of
do
this
I
lesson?
Yeah, how do I raise my voice?
Yeah, and then we can cut right there.
Right.
All right. That was a solid segment / episode.
Dipshits. All right. This one is called Order History.
Okay.
So you and I, we're going to search our email for the word confirmation. And basically talk about the last thing that we ordered.
That we shipped.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what I got. Confirmation.
Oh, it's my little nephew's confirmation this weekend.
Amazing. That's an invitation. That doesn't count.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, mine's pretty fun. And it's something I have to return.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is also something, a confirmation that I got back. I returned.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So mine is a portable power bank because as we spoke, my wedding was last weekend.
Yes.
And Casey, who's in the room right now, shout out to our producer, Casey.
Shout out to Casey.
I asked him if he was able to shoot our entire wedding on VHS.
Right.
And it took a while to find a VHS camera. I ended up finding one from our photographer who also had a VHS camera. Wow. But these technologies are so old that they don't even have batteries anymore. You have to like plug it into a wall, but you can't be beholden to a wall. So you plug it into a portable power bank. So Casey had to not only hold a heavy camera,
I saw him, yeah,
but he had a backpack with this power bank. Not even this one because we already had two others that
was
plugged into the
camera. Why did you
get a
third power bank?
What's that?
Why did you get all of these power banks?
Because one of them potentially didn't charge, so I got a backup one, and then the backup one became the main one because the first one couldn't charge, and then I got a third one in case the first one was just completely dead.
I see.
But then you said the first one started charging again.
First one started charging.
We don't know why.
But I used two power banks.
Wow, all the way through.
One and a half.
Wow. We got more than we thought we would.
Yes, yeah.
So it's good that we have the extra. But
now
I have a third one.
How many tapes did you get?
A little over. It was one tape that was 2 hours, and then I went on to a second tape. So there's like, I'd say about 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I was just like, just scanning through. I'm like, this is amazing because it's like stuff that I wasn't privy to or like some stuff that I'm in, but I saw it from a new angle. Also, like a bunch of people were like, you know, Casey's like in a tree right now, like shooting this, like getting like a cinematic angle of the aura or like hiding behind a bush. Like you really like took it so seriously. It wasn't just like,
it's beautiful.
I'm in front of you. Yeah.
It's like, it really, it looks like home movies. It's
right.
So, like watching it is just nostalgic.
Instantly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We should have a segment.
We can
where
go into business together or something. I don't know. Like VHS.
Where I keep shooting your wedding?
Yeah. Right. Or so, I don't know. Maybe Jake's
wedding.
Well,
he doesn't really, he doesn't need you.
Huh?
He doesn't need you. Because he has the power bank. He actually has two power banks.
I have the power, the third one that I have to return.
But he can get the power bank. He's the cinematographer.
Yeah.
He has all of the technical know-how, all of the skill. He has the camera.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's making. What do you add aside from you told him once, oh, hey, we should do a wedding on VHS?
That was the idea, man, specifically.
After that?
I'm in the marketing engine.
The marketing engine?
So I put my entire tape online as a fucking commercial for
as
Casey's
a fuck you and I'm Casey now
and I will destroy this tape right now so that you have
we
no
should as a segment watch some of your wedding sometime.
Yes. I
want to
watch it first and foremost. I haven't seen any of it yet.
No, it's great. It's a great idea.
How did it feel like for you, like holding the camera around? Did you feel like voyeuristic? Did you feel like part of the party?
I felt voyeuristic for sure. I felt very like most people didn't know me at the wedding.
Yeah.
And were looking at me like, who is this guy?
Is he a friend?
Why is this camera 40 years old?
Did any like 72-year-old Israelis?
This guy
like...
was chasing OJ a minute ago.
I did make a Nightcrawler joke. Like Casey was then going to like go cause an accident on the 405 and take a video of it. Did any like 73-year-old Israeli like come up and compliment you or ask you what the hell you were doing?
There were a few people who were like, you know, I used to have a camera like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very nice. But yeah, that's my last purchase.
Okay, mine was a vacation to the Dominican Republic.
And you returned it?
I canceled the trip.
So how do you buy a vacation?
Well,
I
just
searched
confirmation. Okay, so I got the confirmation of me and Jill's trip to Dominicales in Costa Rica. Oh, not the Dominican Republic, excuse me.
Yeah.
Costa Rica.
Okay, yeah.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to Costa Rica over Christmas. I sometimes, you know, like how it's tough to get people to go on a group vacation?
Correct.
I did this a few years ago, and I've been doing it ever since. I just will get a house and then ask people to go rather than being
there,
like, we should go on a weekend. Oh, which ones can you go on? Which then it all falls apart.
Yeah.
So I
have a house.
I have a house. These are the dates.
$1,000 and you could be there for a week or something.
Yeah. Do you want to come? So did that. We invited some friends. We invited my brother. And then I started planning the other aspects of the trip.
Uh-huh.
I had the courage to do this because I knew that I could cancel it up until October 29th.
Yeah. It's fun to hear this story knowing that you've canceled the trip.
Yeah.
Like, so I got the house. I got the fucking itinerary.
I was like, this is awesome. Locked and sent loaded, it around to some friends. And people were getting excited. Micah's like, yeah, I'm down.
Of course.
Like, this is going to be awesome.
The adventure.
It's like where people go to learn to surf, there's just like very friendly waves. So I'm like, this is a surf trip. It's going to be great.
Great weather. In the middle
a beautiful
of December.
House. Yeah, yeah. Jill's going to be there with the baby. We're going to get some fresh fruit. It's going to be just a really classy little trip.
It's a beautiful trip.
Then I find
you should bring Casey, actually. You can shoot the whole thing.
Are you down
on
to go? I can get the house back.
I can uncancel. There's a resubscribe button.
So I found out you fly into San Jose, mm-hmm. and then it's a 3-hour drive to the house. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that's pushing it with, you know, the baby will be like 7 months old at that point. That's not ideal to take a flight
into a
then
car.
To a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
And then I find out that there's actually no way of getting to Costa Rica direct from New York City.
Layover like in Houston.
There's
always
a layover.
Miami,
there's like one JetBlue flight that flies there but leaves at 5 p.m. and gets there at like 11 p.m. Then it's a 3-hour drive.
Impossible. So like unsustainable.
To get there with the layover, I like was going to need to take like a 6 a.m. flight from Newark.
Yeah. With the child.
With the child, with the layover. And then I got a message from the host being like, we're going to meet you at the bottom of the hill. You have to rent a car that's a 4x4 because it's like a 15-minute drive through these muddy hills to get to the top of the mountain where the house is.
And if you're a single guy, you're like, that's awesome.
If I was going with Micah, great. Yeah. But I'm like, okay. I've convinced Jill to go on basically a surf vacation by telling her the house is really nice and the baby will have a great time.
Yes.
And now I know that the baby will have a bad time.
So
everyone but
people.
Me would have a bad time.
Yeah.
So
which
I
would
was,
mean you'd have a bad time.
Yeah. And I was like, if I'm finally getting stressed about this trip, if I'm stressed,
mm-hmm.
that means everybody else is like absolutely past their breaking point.
Right.
Because I have a high like stress threshold.
Right.
I'm like, I could be driving up this like muddy hill in the rain at 12:30 and be like, damn, this is an adventure.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like Jill's, I remember.
She's not happy about
it. Yeah. When we drove to Nantucket with the baby. Baby's 3 months old. So it's kind of crazy just like how a matter of like weeks the
She's
baby just becomes just becomes like so much more portable.
Mm-hmm.
When she was 3 months old, she was very tough to transport.
Not unlike the VHS camera.
Yeah, exactly. It was a power bank situation.
Yes.
But like we're driving to Nantucket in like standstill traffic. The baby's starting to cry and we have to get over this bridge. Mm. And I'm like, I can get off this exit or we can get over the bridge. Like, let's get over the bridge. But then we're in bridge traffic for like 25 minutes. Stop and start.
Crying baby.
Baby is screaming.
The whole
Jill
time.
Is in the backseat trying to sing to the baby.
To try to get her to stop.
Yeah. All the baby will stop crying to is when we sing Wheels on the Bus.
I see.
So we're just saying, the bus driver says, we don't even know the words.
No.
So we're just making them up.
Just to get a melody going.
But
she just wants to be held and or fed.
Yeah. So she's screaming, but she's like barely hanging on, just like on the edge of screaming, like, I'm going to fucking freak out if you stop singing. Jill can't even hold her breath because she's, or catch her breath because she's just like singing nonstop. We get over the bridge into a traffic circle. Jill is fucking car sick, about to puke. The dog is like on me panting. Baby's screaming. We pull off to the traffic circle and I'm just like, all right, here's like just a random pull off where there's a tractor. In this traffic circle, I whip the car around.
Jill,
stop.
You can go puke there. I'll change
Jill jumps
Gemma.
Out of the car, goes, starts dry heaving. She's sobbing. The baby starts screaming. And all the people in the traffic circle are just going around. And I'm like, being a dad is easy. No problem here.
She stopped crying yesterday and we were moved to tears.
So the dog just has to pee. It was just like, I was like, this moment right now is exactly what you fear when you're like, can I handle being a dad?
Right. Cause this is like your worst fear is like, it's like that every hour.
Wife puking, throwing up, baby crying. Honestly, the dog wasn't doing anything bad. The dingo was a fucking saint. He knew how bad the situation was. And he's just like, I'm with you, buddy. What do you need?
Let's run away together. Just me and you, boy. We can go to Costa Rica.
So that situation has shaded my Costa Rica trip. Yeah. So now I'm pivoting.
I canceled. Style
I got the staycation. I got the money back. I think we're gonna do some kind of hotel.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. Amazing. And I don't need to bring nine people. I don't need to bring anybody. I'll just bring Jill. I'll bring the
baby. If anything, you should go by yourself.
Yeah. If anything, I should just go me and Dingo. I could actually do the Costa Rica thing.
Now that I'm going solo.
Yeah.
I'm going solo. Going solo.
I throw up.
All right. Two really good stories that were sort of drawn out of that purchase. One of them, power bank. The other one is a vacation that you canceled.
Yes.
Airbnb.
Yes.
You break the news to everybody else that the trip was canceled? Or they're like, oh, yeah, I forgot I agreed to that anyway.
It was kind of, I told everybody. I told Micah. And I think at two different points, Micah asked me, like, are you sure you want to do this Costa Rica thing? Yeah. And then also Jill was like, so, like, she just kept on asking questions. Like, so how far was the drive? Okay. Like, what flight are we going to take? And I'm just like, don't worry. We're flying out of Newark. No big deal. Yeah. No, I rented a 4x4. It's all good.
I actually own a RAV4.
Like, what are we going to do for food? Like, I think there's a grocery store at the bottom of the hill.
I think there's papaya that falls out of a tree onto the house.
So I told them, everyone was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I support that decision. I wanted you to cancel the entire time. I'm glad you came around.
And that's the end of that segment.
We say it at the same time.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Shameful!
Okay, it's time for our final segment of the day. This is one we're calling Jake versus Amir.
What is this one? I already forget.
This one, I think we can, I think it can
just
be.
Try to wrestle, right?
Yeah. Well, it can be any time that we are against each other. For this particular one, it is us alternating saying the word trashy till one of us laughs.
Till one of us faints. Okay.
Yeah.
This one might be longer than normal or insanely short.
Yeah.
We actually tried this once and you giggled pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think we did it as an intro to our Patreon or something.
Yeah. Do you want to put money on it so that there's higher stakes? Do you want to do it three times? And then it's like every time you laugh first, you lose $20.
Okay.
You actually have to Venmo me if you go for three.
Okay.
So there'll be a winner at least $20, but maybe up to $60.
All right. Oh, okay. So you win every time. Whoever wins gets $20.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll do it three times.
I'm already laughing. Yeah.
And then there's also the,
I also feel
the
like
gray
gonna,
area of laughter.
You find a new gear when there's money on the line.
Yes, exactly. I need this because I want to go to Costa Rica.
You want the
too.
Stakes. Okay.
But then it's like, what's laughter, you know? Like sometimes you're like,
right.
Is that laughter?
I think if you make a sound.
That's laughter.
Yeah. You can do this.
What if Casey's the judge? Because we're going to be biased. We're going to be like, that's laughter, that's laughter.
Okay. I mean, I know that I'm just going to laugh. I can Venmo you $60 now.
Get it back to me if I happen to win one of them.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Am I going first or are you going first?
You could. So I'm going to happen real fast. Okay. You can go first.
Trashy.
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 Trashy. I mean, Casey.
Trashy. But I should be allowed to laugh when I'm saying it.
What? So the opposite of the game?
No, I didn't laugh when you said it.
No, it's okay, any laughter.
It's 20 bucks. Is that a big deal? Trashy.
Especially because I've got it back right now. Trashy.
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 Trashy. We're okay there? Check swing?
Yep.
Trashy.
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 Double or nothing, you little bitch.
This is. Well, I'm at 40, so if I lose this one, it'll go down to 20.
Yeah, but I want double or nothing.
Oh, you want? So
I'll Venmo you $80
or zero.
Or zero.
Okay.
Trashy.
Just pointing to the fucking home run and striking. Baby, calling Jill. Listen, I don't think we can afford the fucking house. I laughed again. We have to confirm that you'll send me 80. And it does need to be 80.
Fine.
I wanted it to be 60, quite frankly. I thought 80 was too much.
I might have to cash.
Oh my God. Costa Rican dollars. You already fucking transferred it. All right. A short but sweet segment. Sometimes the segments will be long, sometimes short. You thought we could do an episode with like 30, 40 segments at a certain point.
The original idea for the show was one segment every single week added. So it's like first episode one, second episode, the previous segment, and a new one.
Yeah.
Third episode, the previous two, and a new one.
Correct.
Going all the way up to our year 52
segments.
High-flying segments.
You're right. We did 5 today, but in this iteration, it would be up to 50.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned about that idea.
Yeah, you shot it down.
Yeah.
And maybe sound off in the comments if you think we should do that one.
And segment ideas we want, too. I think we're smart not to have a Gmail for the podcast. We're going to keep it on Twitter and we're going to keep it in the YouTube comments so people can just sound off there.
All right. Sent it to at Amir B on Venmo.
Wow.
80 bucks.
Good man. Honest man. So by the end of this podcast, let's see how much cash I can get from you.
Yeah.
Or maybe the next one will be more geared towards you.
Right on.
So segment ideas, send
them
on.
Yeah, we should have bet money on the poem thing.
Oh my God.
Why didn't we... Give me
for Sadie.
Yeah,
Sadie was a joke.
I fucking knew you didn't write shit right from the jump.
I would have loved it if you were like, you definitely didn't write that one, and I did.
Yeah,
that would have been a right. great moment.
Basically, the feeling that you got
Correct.
For the last leap of autumn. Yeah.
I wanted you to cry about me.
It would have been amazing. I if it turned out you had written last leap of autumn, I would have had to be like, I really like that poem. There's not like I wouldn't have been able to get out of that,
and that would have been worth the $80 that you also Venmo'd me. And any segments that you want us to recur, which ones of these ones did you like the most?
Segment ideas, let us know.
New ideas, old ideas, and of course, we're still on Patreon. We got to be on Patreon.
We have to be
Patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
That's actually another segment we can borrow. Is just watching old Jake and Amir episodes.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to episode 1 of our new podcast and episode 500 something of every podcast we've ever done.
Exactly. Exactly.
I would say rate, review, and subscribe, but we're already sort of baked into the RSS feed that was previous. So it'll get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
It'll all look like a hundreds of If I Were You reviews and then a segments review.
Yeah. So no action items for you.
Except, I guess, follow, subscribe to our YouTube channel, the HeadGum YouTube channel.
One action item for you, yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right.
And let us know what you think, and we'll be back next week until one of us turns 50, I guess.
Amazing.
See you guys soon.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.